Today's daf is daf chafei. So we, from the top of the daf here, the new Mishnah tells us that nitma hakometz, if the kometz becomes tamei, the krivo, and then the person goes ahead and the kohen goes ahead and is makrivit, so the lach is that it sits as meratza, it's meratza on something tamei. But let's say it was yotze, let's say the kometz was taken outside of psul yotze, the krivo, then the kohen brought it back inside and was makrivit on the mizbeach, ain't tzitz meratza, it doesn't work, the tzitz is only meratza. That's the din. The tzitta only is able to undo be mechaper for that which is tame, but not for any other psul such as yotze. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara now says Tanur Rabbanan Braisa tells us that v'nasa aron es avon hakachim. So the pasuk, this is the pasuk of the tzitta. I'll read the pasuk on the side. V'haya al meitach aron, it's on the forehead of aron, referring to the tzitz. V'nasa aron es avon hakachim, that removes, it lifts away the sin of the kachim. So the Gemara wants to know, v'chi eze avon hu nosa, which avon, which avera is the tzitz removing, lifting up? So im tamer avon pigel, if you're telling me that's removing any pigel, that if the kohen had psul machshava, well, that can't be the case, because Arei Kfar Nemar tells us in the pasuk with regards to pigel, lo yeratze, that lo yechashiv, that's not going to be, it won't be considered, pasuk says entirely, lo yeratze hamakiv also lo yechashiv lo, pigel yehiye. So we see that there's no ritzui at all that sits, not even from the tzitz. In Tomer, if you're going to tell me avon nosar, the avon of nosar, if it was left out and then a person ate it, it would be removed, that is of nosar. Can't be, because Arei Kfar Nemar says, with regards to nosar, lo yeratza. The pasuk is, im heyachal yeachal b'yom ha-shlish, if you eat it on the third day, even though it's nosar, pigel hu, even though it calls it pigel, it's really nosar, lo yeratza. So you see that it can't be referring to pigel or no, so that pasuk raises lo yiratza, nothing's going to help with those two averos. So which avera is the tzitz going to be meratza, that nasan aruna es avon akachim? So the Gemara says, ha, eina nosa ela avon tuma shehutra michlala b'tzibur. Must be referring to that if there's something that's tameh, so then the tzitz is meratza on it. Why tuma? Because we see elsewhere that tuma sometimes is hutra. That we know when the rov tzibur is tameh, you're allowed to go ahead and be makriv karbonos. So then, since we see elsewhere that tumas hutra, here as well, there's a certain leniency that sits as maratza on a kachim shenitma. So asks the Gemara, what?
It's like a very... The connection is not the tumah but tzibur and then tumah by the tzitz.
No, we find all the time that since we find that a heter michlal tzibur, also a certain heter, so we could apply a heter as well here. So asks the Gemara, maskele Rabbi Zeira... Eima avon yotze shuta michal bibama. Why not an avon yotze? The psul yotze, we know that there's a certain kula by yotze, namely that by bamos, the time period of bamos were permitted, that was yotze, that was outside the base of Migdash yet permitted. So why not say here as well, when it comes to the base of Migdash, even though yotze is pasul, but let it at least be meratze through the tzitz. So the Gemara says, Amr le abaye amr kra. The pasuk says, l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. So it's the tzitz is meratza in that which is before Hashem, meaning avon di lefnei Hashem in avon di yotze lo. Only in avera that takes place in front of Hashem, that's not psul of outside, as opposed to yotze, which is outside, not lefnei Hashem, that the tzitz is not meratza on. So then the Gemara asks further, maskiv la Rebbe ilah, eima avon smol shuta michlal b'makipurim. We know the Mishnah tells in the second parak of Zvachim that a kohen cannot do any avoda b'smol. But maybe if he did do the avoda b'smol, maybe the tzitz should be miratze. Why the smol? Because we find that smol is put there on mutter as well. It's hutter michlal b'makipurim. Rashi tells us that b'makipurim around 8 narrow lines down, notel samachte b'yimino v'sakaf b'smolo. When he would go in, the kohen gadol would go into the kodesh kodashim, he had to carry two things with him. He had to carry a pan of hot coals and a spoon of ketores. And then inside he'd have to do some little acrobat and move them into his hand. So there's only way for him to bring both items into the kodesh kodashim by using the right hand and using the left hand. So we see that smol was permitted, was necessary for Yom HaKippurim. So we say, since smol is permitted by Yom HaKippurim, let at least be the eved, be kosher, if the tzitz is meratza, by another avoda. So the Gemara says, no, tzitz is not meratza on smol, because Amar le'abai, Amar kar, the pasuk says, avon shehayabo, v'dachisav, lafugi Yom HaKippurim, dehechshiru b'smolhu. So avon implies that there was an avera that was pushed aside. Smol by Yom HaKippurim is not pushed aside. Smol is actually the way it has to be done. It's the chiv, meaning tuma b'tzibor, it's an avera for the tzibor, for anyone to do a karbon b'tuma. But since we had no other choice, they pushed away the iser of tuma. But by the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, it's not that it's asur to use smol and push it away. That's how it's supposed to be done, this smol. That's lichadchila to use smol by Yom HaKippurim, and that can't be referred to as a avon at all. If you look at Rashi, does Rashi make that any clearer? Look at Rashi writes, Amar kra avon. The nasa aron is avon mashma sheyesh ba avon lichadchila. To do such a way, lichadchila would be asur. B'chol makom, any other case. B'dachis al avon, and we push away the aveira b'tzibur, mipnei kavod tzibur, b'yoch natzitz meratzah. So Bekavod HaTzibur, which is interesting, Svar, I'm thinking about this right now, the reason why we push away the Tumah B'Tzibur is because that's we have to bring Karbanos. But because Kavod HaTzibur, that's interesting. Okay, I'm not sure what to make of that. But either way, the Tumah B'Tzibur is pushed away. As opposed to Smol, says Rashi, Lafuke Smol De'ein B'Shemavon. There's no Avera for the Kohen Gadol to use the left hand. We're not pushing away. De'hochi hu hech shemitzu. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Now look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ve'ema. There are a bunch of them here. So if you look at the one in, right above the Dibur Maskil Avon, Ve'ema Avon Smol. Tosfos writes, Ve'ema Avon Smol Shehuta Michlal B'Yom HaKippurim. Hod de'lo kamar be'olecha zeivarim la'kevesh, k'damar b'so perkama de'zvachim, ha'regel she'yamim b'smolom. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim, it also tells us in the Mishnah Yuma, the way the Kohanim would bring all the different Eivarim up to the Mizbeach. So one of them was held in the left hand, the right foot was held in the left hand, so we see the left hand is permitted. So why are we using Smol from Yom HaKippurim? Why not use Smol as permitted by Holachas Eivarim? So the answer tells us, Mishum de'ein zu avoda ha'makeves kapara. Although Halacha is Halacha by Zrikas Dam, is Makeves Kapara, Halachas Eivarim is not Makeves Kapara, and therefore we cannot bring a raya from there.
All these habiminas are additional to Tuma or instead of Tuma?
I would guess instead of, because it says Es Avon HaKadshim. Sounds like one singular one. I think so. The Gemara then says, Rav Ashi Amar Avon HaKadashim velo Avon HaMakdishim. It says the reason why is because the Pasuk is emphasizing the Kadashim, the Psul that takes place on the Chefza of the carbon, the Kadshim, as opposed to the Psul on the Gavra. So Rashi just says here, Damar Kra Avon HaKadshim velo Makdishim, Avon HaTali BeKohanim SheChayavim LaAvod LeKadesh Komet BeYamim VaAvodos BeSmol Eino Nose. It's not referring to a how the Kohen does the Avoda, rather to Psul and the Kadshim. That's what he explains. And therefore, we're referring to the Tuma, when the Cheft becomes Nitma, that's when the Avon, the Tzitz Merata, as opposed to Psul and the Gavra of the Makdishim, that's not what the Tzitz Merata. So Amalei of Sima, Breder of Idi, the Rav Ashi. Amri let others say, it's Rav Simi Breder of Ashi, the Rav Ashi. Ema, let's suggest Avon Balmum, Shota Michal Beofos, perhaps the tzitz should be Meratza on a Balmum. Where do we find a Heter Balmum? By Ophos, by birds. Tamar, the Gemara tells us in many places, Thomas Vizachas Bebehema, Vein Thomas Vizachas Beofos, the Indian of Balmum versus Tamim, or Zichros versus Nekevos, that's only something that's relevant. The genders in Balmum is relevant only to Behemos, but it doesn't apply to Ophos. Just like a Balmum is permitted by Ophos, let it be at least Bedieved, permitted by a Behema, through the use of the tzitz. So the Gemara says, Amar le alecha, Amar kra, and you, the Pasuk says, lo yiratza, ki lo liratzon ye lachem. It says by a Balmum twice, lo yiratza, really emphasizing the point, like Shani Tani Lakra, it repeats itself that it's lo yiratza klal to tell us that the tzitz is not going to be miratza on the Balmum, just like it's not miratza on the pigol and nosar, because it says lo yiratza by those cases as well. So in the end of the day, we conclude that what is it tzitz miratza on? It's miratza on davar shenitma. So Gemara now says, last four lines of the Amud here, Tani Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, Dam Shinitma Vizarka Bishogi, blood that became Tame, and you sprinkled it accidentally, Hurtza, it's acceptable if it's done Bishogi. But if it's sprinkled Bimezid, if it's on purpose, you know it's Tame, you sprinkle it anyways, lo Hurtza, it's not going to work. But Med Dvar Mamur, when is this all true, says the Braisa, Biyachid, if an individual carbon. But tzibur, if it's a carbon tzibur, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, hurtza, even if it's done b'mezid, the tzitz would be miratza on a carbon tzibur. As opposed to Ovid Kochavim, Rashi points out, it's referring to in Ovid Kochavim, sheshilach karbono v'nitma hadam. If a goy sends a carbon, we know that we accept the karbonos of goyim, so if a goy sends a carbon, and then what happens is bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein miratza, regardless of any detail how it happened, lo hurtza, it's never going to be acceptable, but the tzitz is only miratza on a carbon of a Yisrael as opposed to a carbon of an Akum. So we see from here at least a distinction of whether the Zrika was done b'shogeg or b'mezid. If the Zrika was done b'shogeg, even though it's Tameh, it's acceptable. But if you did a Zrika's Dam of the Dam Shinitma, b'mezid, so it's not hurta. But then the Gemara says, the Braisa tells us differently. The Braisa tells us on the very top of Amr Beis here, Urminhi. Alma tismirata, what's the tismirata on al hadam, al basar, al chayl, of different parts of the animal, whether it be the blood or the flesh or the fat. Shinidma became tame, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzen, bein b'yachem, bein b'tzibor. So we see even b'shogeg, rather even b'mezid, the tismirata and the davar shinidma. Before we said davar shinidma b'mezid, if you sprinkled b'mezid, it would not be hurta. Here the Braisa says b'mezid, it would be hurta. So what's the difference between these two prizes? Amar Rav Yosef, four lines down, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Yosi, ha Rabbanan, depends, machlokas tanayim. Where do we find such a machlokas tanayim? The Gemara quotes a prize by Truma, the Tanya. Ein tormi minat tamei al tahor. A person is not supposed to separate tamei Truma on top of tahor Truma. Vim tarm, if one did this b'shogig accidentally, but Truma also Truma, we accept the Truma, but if he did it on purpose, knowing that he's taking Truma Temeah on Truma Tahora, and so then the halacha was Ein Truma, b'mezid Ein Truma also Truma. That's the Tanakama, that's the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yossi Omar, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid Truma also Truma. So we see here, just like there's a machlokas, whether or not we give a knas by b'mezid or not, we, according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't give a knas by b'mezid, we accept it. By Truma, he thinks the same halacha would apply to Zrikas Dam, even though you're not supposed to sprinkle the blood, that's a nidma. If you do, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, it's acceptable. Rabbanan of Truma say no. If you do a b'shogeg, the Truma is acceptable, but by mezid it's not acceptable, so that same chiluk applies to the Zrikas Dam Shenitma. Rashi points out six narrow lines down or so, b'mezid ein Chumasa Truma, dirabanan kansu mishum dehizid. I mean, everyone agrees on a derais level it's acceptable, the hefrasha Shuma, but Chacham came along and were knas those who did this b'mezid. Okay, so Tosa points out here, b'mezid ein chumasa truma. He writes, afagav de torim min hara al yafe chumasa truma. Even though we find sometimes taking bad fruits from good fruits is something that we say not to do, even though if one did it, it would be acceptable. When it comes to tumei of a tahora, that's not the case. I mean, even though they imply they put in a knas for Truma Temeah and Truma Tahora, that b'dieved doesn't work at all. When it comes to Truma Tov versus Truma Ra, Truma Yafa versus Truma Ra, Yafa versus Ra, they said it's acceptable even if it's done by maize.
Truma Temeah has to be given to
Kohen, yeah, even though he can't eat it.
And the Kohen gives it out to
No, the Truma Temeah cannot be eaten by the Kohen, but he uses it, he has, you know, to fuel his fire. Gemara says,
no.
Okay, the Gemara then says, so after establishing this parallel between Truma and Zrikas Dam Shinitma, the Gemara challenges and asks, Amar, the Shmasle, the Rabbi Yossi, the Lokanis. So we granted we find that Rabbi Yossi did not employ a penalty when the guy did the Truma, Farsha Truma, Temeya, Bemezid, but the Marata Tzitzal Achilos Mishmasle. But to go ahead and say the Tzitzal Marata and Achila, we never find such a case here. So v'hatane, but doesn't Braisa tell us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer hatzitz meratz al achilos, but Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't hatzitz meratz al achilos? So how could you say that Rabbi Yossi shita by truma is the same din by the tzitz meratz? We have a clear Braisa that Rabbi Yossi says that ain't hatzitz meratz al achilos. That tzitz is not going to help with the eating of the basa shenitma. So the Gemara says, Epoch, let's switch it around. And the Braisa should read, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Hatzitz Meratza El Achilos, Rabbi Yossi Omer Hatzitz Meratza El Achilos. Now, according to this Epoch, everything works out very nicely. Just like Rabbi Yossi explicitly says by Truma, that Bein Bishogi Bein Mezed, Chumasa Tehora, Chumasa Truma, so too by Zrikas Dam Shinitma, that Tzitz is Meratza, Bein Bishogi Bein Mezed, because the Tzitz is Meratza even Al Achilos. So then the Gemara says, "Maskevla Rav Sheshes, so mimatz apchesla." Could you really switch it around and say Rabbi Lazar says it doesn't work, and Rabbi Yossi says it is meratzer? We're going to see a long brisa here that Rabbi Eliezer says that tzitz is meratzer al achilos, and we can't switch it around. What's a brisa? So the Gemara says again, "Maskevla Rav Sheshes, mimatz apchesla." Could you really switch around the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer? V'hatani, the brisa tells us. Yachal basa shenitma lefnei zrikas dam damim yuchayavim alav mishum tuma. One may think if a person sprinkled, a kohen sprinkled the basar, rather basa shenitma before zrikas dam, one would be chayav on eating it. Tamalomar, the pasuk says kol tawar yochal basar. Every person tawar should eat it. But nefesh asher tochal basar mizbezevach hashamim asher l'Hashem tumasa lav nichasa. So there's a connection here of when the Kohen Tahor could eat it, that's when one who eats it when Tameh is chayv on it. So we see that the word we learn from here. So the Gemara says, Hanita latarim chayav malav mishum tuma. V'sheinu nita latarim ein chayav malav mishum tuma. We're learning from here is, when is there an iser to eat a basa shenitma? When does one get karis for eating basa shenitma? Only if that same case, a person who's tahor could eat it as well. But since prior to Zrikas Dam, even a Tahor person couldn't eat it, even a Basar Tahor could not be eaten before Zrikas Dam, there wouldn't be an Isser Karis for eating Davar Tameh. It's only when, had this item been Tahor, you would be able to eat it, but because Tuma is in the way, you can't, that's when you get Karis. But if there's another reason why you can't eat it, namely because it's before Zrikas Dam, where no one would ever be able to eat such a Basar, then the Isser Karis doesn't kick in. So that's the first stage of the Braisa. So then the Gemara says, O Eino Ella, maybe you should say, Nechal Tahorin Chayavim Alav Mishum Tuma. When it's eaten by the people who are Tahor, so then you chayv on it when you eat it bituma, when the person is Tamei Guf. V'she'enu Nechal Tahorim, that which is not eaten by the Tahorim, Ein Chayavim Alav Mishum Tuma, and one is not going to be chayv in eating it bituma. O Tziani, the Gemara wants to say, maybe you should expand not only on Nebasa Shenitmar Nitma, Kodem Zrikas Dam, but maybe perhaps you could say another example. O Tziani Esalan Vesayote Sheina Nechal Matorim. Perhaps I could exclude as well, if something was not, if something was taken outside Yote, or something that was left out overnight, these as well, a person did Zrikas Dam on them, since a Tahar person couldn't eat it, so too there shouldn't be a Chiv Karis for those who eat Yotze and Lun as well. Maybe that's what the Gemara is trying to tell us. Maybe it's not only Basar Shenitma. So the Gemara says, Tam Lomar Asher Lashem Riba. It comes to include that no, the Pasuk is referring to when do you get Karis. So you get Karis Asher Lashem is extra to tell me not only Basar Shenitma are you Chayiv Karis, but even for a case of Yotze and Lun, one will get Chayiv Karis as well for eating those. And then the Gemara says, Yochal Shani Marbez a Pigulim Vesa Nosros. One may think that even get one should even get Karis for eating something that's Pigul, that's a Psul. Sorry? Oh, so one said that one should get a Chiv Karis even for eating something that's Pigul or something that's left out overnight. One should get Karis as well. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Nosros Hainu Lan. We just said, isn't Lan before, we mentioned before, Lan and Nosros are the same exact thing. So Ella, the Gemara tweaks and says, Ella Af Ha Pigulim Kenosros. We should say not only to include Yotze and Nosar, we should even include Pigulim, just like Nosros, so that too should be Chayv Karis. Tamalomar, mi Zevach Hashem, and mi is always excluding. Only some of the Psulim of Zvachim are, but not all of them. So we exclude Pigul, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ma Reisul Rabos is Elu. Why do we think to include Psul Yotze and Lon for Chayv Karis? But Lahotzi is Elu, but we're excluding Pigulim, that one's not Chayv Karis. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Acha Shariba, because of after we have a pasuk that includes, namely the word Asher Lashem. And we have Mi at the pasuk, which is Mizevach Hashlam. We have one pasuk that includes, one pasuk that excludes. So Amris, we said, Mar Ba'ani, Esa Elusha Yisalam Shas Kosher. It makes more sense to include to Chiv Karis that which once had a heter, namely something that was Yotze, that initially was kosher, but it was taken outside. Or something that was Lon, that initially was kosher, but was left out overnight. It makes sense something with a Shas Kosher, that's when the Chiv Karis kicks in. But Pigul, which from the outset, did a Pigul Machshava, it never had a Shas Kosher, because when the Kohen did the Avoda, he had a Psul Machshava, and he disqualified it right away, that would not have a Psul Karis. So then the Gemara says, so that's the whole Braisa. So then, not the whole, that's a long part of the Braisa. Then the Braisa says further, Vim Tamar, if you're going to tell me, Basa Shenitma, Lifnei Zrikas Damim, so then if you're going to ask me, if Basra became Tameh before Zrikas Dam, and then they did Zrikas Dam anyways, and a person went ahead and eat it, so why should you be chayv on this? So you see from the Braisa says that the Tzitz Meratze on a Basar Shenitma. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Nitma in Yote Lo. So the Gemara says from the Braisa, so we see from all of this, that only on that which is nitma is it sits meratza on. It's meratza on a basa shenitma, but as opposed to something that is yotze, it's not meratza on davar yotze. So now the Gemara finally brings the question full circle. So man shmasle damar ein drikas moelas liyotze. Who is the one that holds that tzitz does not work on yotze, it only works on davar nitma? It's Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer say this? So the Gemara, if you look at Rashi, five lines up from the bottom here, Rabbi Eliezer, he, b'per kama d'me'ila davav. The katani basar kachi kachim shiyotzel fnei zrikas damim. Basar karbonos that were taken outside before zrikas dam. Rabbi Eliezer omer mo'alenbo, there's an iser me'ila to get hana from such basar. V'afil lacha zrika, even if you've sprinkled the blood already, it still doesn't work for the yotzer. Mishum de'ein zrika mo'elis lo, lo tziu mi de'mila. The zrika does not work to remove the iser me'ila from yotzer. So we see from this brisa again that tzitz is only meratzeh on a davar shenitma, it's not meratzeh on a psul yotze. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds that tzitz doesn't work on yotze. So now we see, even though it doesn't work on yotze, it does work, says the Gemara now, that the katani, Rabbi Eliezer of a katani did meratzeh tzitz al achilos. But it does work on achilos, it does work on the basa shenitma. Again, the brisa said a basa shenitma. And then they did Zrikas Dam anyways. One who eats the basar is not chai because the tzitz is meratz on the davar tamei. That's what the Gemara, the Braisa clearly says. And now that we've established that this Braisa is authored by Rabbi Eliezer, because he's the one who holds that tzitz doesn't work on yotze, we also see that he's the one that holds tzitz is meratz on achilos. So the whole epoch above is not going to work. We wanted to say again, back. We said Rabbi Yossi was the one who held that Chuma is Chuma, Bein Bishogig, Bein Bemezid. We wanted to line him up also with Tzitz Meratze, Bein Bishogig, Bein Bemezid. But that made us switch around the Brisa to say Rabbi Eliezer can't be saying that, Ein Tzitz Meratze. But that's against what we know Rabbi Eliezer holds. So go back to square one again, figuring out what is the Machlokas about who authored the... we're going back to the point again, about again the Stira of two brises about tzitz. One brise says that tzitz is meratzah only b'shogig, not b'mezid, and the other brise says tzitz is meratzah bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. So who authored those two brises? So the Gemara now, the last two narrow lines, makes another suggestion. So El Amr Rav Chista says, lo kasha, there is no steer between the two brises of tzitz, rather to machlokis tanoim. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. One is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the one that we'll be just describing above, that he says tzitz is meratzeh on the achilos, and the other one is the shita of the Rabbanan, who argued on Rabbi Yossi by the Chuma, right? Rabbanan is the one who holds we are Chacham made a knas by Chuma b'mezid. So just like Rabbanan made a knas by Chuma of mezid, that it's not Chuma, ain't Chuma so Chuma, he made the same knas by the tzitz, that tzitz is not meratzeh on a davar mezid. But Rabbi Eliezer now, who holds tzitz meratzeh on achilos, he's the author of the other brisa that says that tzitz meratzeh bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. That's the understanding of Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how could you say Rabbi Eliezer says this? Eima d'shmasle the Rabbi Eliezer d'meratzeh tzitz al achilos. Granted, we see that tzitz meratzeh, but do we find the lo kanis mishmasle? We find anywhere that he does not employ any type of knas b'mezid at all? So the meaning, it's very possible he only holds this way if it was done b'shogi, but where do you find b'mezid anywhere that he says that the same thing applies? Maybe he holds of a kanas. So the Gemara says, in, we do hold it such a way, because kihechi de shmasle le Rabbi Yossi, shmasle le Rabbi Eliezer. Just like we heard by Rabbi Yossi that he did not have any kanas. Rabbi Yossi was the one by Chuma, that bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid, Chuma sa Chuma, he did not apply any kanas. So to Rabbi Eliezer, we have the same thing by tzitz. The Tanya of explicit brisa, the Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, chumasa chuma. So just like Rabbi Eliezer holds it by chuma, we can apply it as well to the tzitz as being miratza.
When we're talking about mezid, we're talking about that the Kohen knows that it's tamei and he does it anyway.
I think so, yeah.
Or that the yachid who brings the.
I would imagine the Kohen who's doing the avodah. I would think so, yeah. And the Gemara says, Amar the Shmasle the Rabbi Eliezer the Truma. This is a brisa by Truma. It's great that he doesn't have any knas by Truma. That bein b'shogig bein b'mezid Truma is a Truma. But dekila, but it's a very it's much more kal the dinim of Truma. Kachim the chamiri kachim, which is much more serious and severe. Mishmasle, do we have anywhere that Rabbi Eliezer would think that it should be meratzeh even a b'mezid? So the Gemara says, Im kain, if not Rabbi Eliezer, ha aman. Tarmei, who is one who says this? I mean, we're kind of forced, we have no explicit raya, but since there are no other options, we're forced into saying it must be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who holds bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, that tzitz is meratzah. So then the Gemara says another answer of who authored the two different brises above by the tzitz, whether it's meratzah b'mezid or not b'mezid. So Ravina Amar, he suggests, Tumaso, When it comes to the tumaso, we're the last four lines of the Amud here. Tumaso bein bishogi bein mezid hurtza. If the tuma, now one of the things that had not been clear, we've been assuming up until now that there's two stages here: how the basar became tameh, and then the zrika, whether that was shogi bein mezid. So Rabbi Ravina says, tumaso bein bishogi bein mezid. If the basar became tameh, whether it became tameh shogi versus mezid, but it's hurtza. Is rikasa b'shogi. If the zrika was done accidentally, but hurtza b'mezid, lo hurtza. But if rather b'mezid, lo hurtza. If he did it on purpose, it wouldn't be meratza. In other words, they look at Rashi to clear the brises here. Tumasa bein b'shogi, the very last line of Rashi's here. Bein chenitma b'shogi, bein chenitma b'mezid, hurtza imzarka b'shogi. We're talking about different stages. The brises that says bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid is referring to how the basa became tamei. But the other bryce that says only b'shogeg it works out b'mezid is referring to how the zrika was done. So the klal is, we don't really care how the basa became tameh, but we do care how the zrika was done. If the zrika was done b'shogeg, it's good. B'mezid, it was not good. How the tameh, how the basa became tameh, that's going to be irrelevant, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, as long as the zrika was done b'shogeg. And then the Gemara says the last three lines. Rav Shila makes a different suggestion. He says, "Amar zrikaso bein b'shogi bein mezid hurzad." He says the opposite. No, we don't care how the zrika was done. If the zrika by the kohen was done b'mezid b'shogi, it's going to be hurza. The question is how the tumasa happened. If tumasa happened b'shogi hurza, then we accept it's not his fault. Let him go ahead and do the zrika. But if the basa became tamei b'mezid lo hurza, so Ravina Rav Ashi say the opposite. Which is the more important stage? Is it how it became tamei or how the zrika was done? So the Gemara now asks, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shila, had the katani, that which the Brisa says, shenitma bein mishog bein mezid, it sounds like we don't really care how it became tamei. Well, Rav Shila felt it was important how it became tamei. The tuma, the nitma, was the important part. The Brisa clearly says, nitma bein mishog bein mezid. So the Gemara answers, hachi kamar. Nidma b'shogeg v'zarku. He adds in the word v'zarku, it became tamei accidentally, and you did a zrika bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, then it's going to be hurta. That's how he gets out of the understanding of the b'raisa. And last tashma, before the end of the daf, before the Mishnah, the Gemara says tashma. Dam shen nidma v'zarku b'shogeg hurta. B'mezid lo hurta. If the dam became tamei, we don't care how. It's all about the zrika. So the zrika was done by shogeg, it's acceptable. If the zrika is done by mezid, it's unacceptable. That's against Rav Shila. Rav Shila felt we don't care the zrika. He cares about how the tumah happened. So again, Rav Shila tweaks this brayse and says, hachi kamar. Dam shenitma v'zarku bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Nidma b'shogeg hurta b'mezid lo hurta. So he kind of tweaks a few words around to say, no, we don't care how the zrika was done. If the nidma was done b'shogeg, then it's kosher. If it was done b'mezid, then lo hurta. Okay, we'll stop here and Yitzhak Hashem will pick up tomorrow. Yeah.